Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
These Chris Jones. He had an awesome game against the Texans. Didn't matter. Obviously, it was in a loss anyway. People don't typically want to hear, wow, Chris. I mean, again, he was incredible. He disrupted 50% of their plays at least. He borderline single-handedly destroyed their offense for the entire third quarter. There were other players playing well. Chris Jones disrupted anything they even had a thought of doing.
Played great in the second half in particular, right? First play out of half. I mean, shot out of a cannon. And look, I know the Texans O-line stinks, but he dominated. He did what you're supposed to, like a star player should do against an offensive line that is weak. He took over that football game when the Chiefs had, what was it, five offensive drives against them and only gave up 18 yards. He was the biggest reason why that was the case. It's why we were so frustrated with the fourth down thing. Your defense was playing so good. You were stopping the Texans. Make them drive on you. Don't give them a free field goal. Ends up being a touchdown.
I guess the question is now, because look, they need defensive line help no matter what. So I'm not saying this eliminates their need to sign a free agent, defensive end or defensive tackle, draft highly a defensive end in the top 15 or wherever they're going to pick, whatever. It's not changing those. But that game, that throwback game for a second goal gave me a little bit of juice in the like, maybe they could carry one or two more years. Because the problem is, next year he's a Chief. And my initial instinct is, just pay the man, just eat the money. As in, pay him the amount of money he's owed. Work out the contract on Mahomes and some other guys and figure out the cash that way. But the $44.5 million he's owed next year against the cap, you might want to wear that one was my stance for a while. Because if you think this Chris Jones can still show up 3, 4, 5 times a year, well, then extend him and ride this thing out for four more years and figure out a way to soften the blow on the cap end and supercharge this. But because I think they're going to end up 2 years from now needing an entire rebuild of the defensive line, I feel like you kind of have to just wear his number for a year. But there was some part about like that game where I'm like, he still got juice. Right? We don't need to write Chris Jones off. Okay. He's had an okay year. And that game was like, whoo, turn back the clock kind of stuff.
Yeah. Look, he played awesome on Sunday against, again, the Texans offensive line that is not very good. In the second half, Spags said, screw this. We're going to blitz. And that's when the Chiefs got the most pressure, is when they blitzed in conjunction with Chris Jones, of course, winning one-on-one. I think the question is the financial end of it, and it's tricky because of the extension. Next year, he's got a $44.8 million cap hit and dead cap $64.2 million. After next year, dead cap is 19.5, cap hit 38.
Okay, so that's in the number of teams will sometimes eat.
I don't think they should try to extend it to push it further down the road and balance the number. I don't know what their path is. I think they kind of have to ride this out or rip the Band-Aid off and just eat the money and be done with it.
Any world in which you've talked about McDuffie,
mm-hmm.
if there were a team interested in Chris Jones, would you do it?
I would, but I don't know.
If they're eating the money, I'll tell you right now, the compensation is not going to excite you.
Well, it would have to be prepared that you're not getting a second round pick even back.
No, probably in that scenario. If they're taking the money, probably a third.
If that, Cody, I think there's a chance it's a conditional third or something because of the money aspect of it.
The money part hurts. I still think there'd be someone.
He's 32 next year with a $44.8 million cap hit.
Because Trey Hendrickson's expensive, and I think they not under contract, so you don't even get a couple of years. I think there's a world in which Trey Hendrickson would have been good for a third. This previous draft, or they'd made that move in Cincinnati, and so I think a third might still be out there. I
but Trey Hendrickson, at his current number, Trey Hendrickson's not making anywhere near the kind of money though.
Not $44 million.
That's what I mean.
His number was about to go up, obviously down.
And
now
he just turned 31. He's younger now. Chris Jones historically has been a better football player, but he's a year younger than Chris
similar
Jones.
Similar age, but yes, yeah.
Or not, maybe not a full year younger. Maybe it's a similar age.
So like that one's not as huge of a jump. Look, it's not a second, it's not a first, it's nowhere near that range. And my problem is, when you talk about trading Trent McDuffie, that's a player in a position that they've been able to refill. And maybe this is a longer Brett Veach conversation. They have not done a good job developing defensive ends. That is, honestly,
Karloftis is the one example.
Single-handedly, the single biggest flaw of Brett Veach's entire run as the Chiefs GM is defensive end. Because, look, I don't have to go through the draft picks by every single, FAU's a massive bust. Mm-hmm. Karloftis is a good NFL defensive end. And, he took him pretty high in the first. He should be a good, but like Omar Norman Gelati, no answer yet. We don't know. They took zero defensive linemen in last year's draft. That feels like an oversight. I'm dead serious. And
the year before,
in 2024, they took zero defensive linemen. That feels like a bit of an oversight. Year before, they took only Felix Anudike Uzama and BJ Thompson, bust. B.J. Thompson, he's a fifth-round pick. I don't really blame him. Took one defensive lineman the year before in 2022 as Karloftis, good player, and only took one the year before that in Joshua Kando. So some of this is a resource allocation. You've just been banking on Chris Jones covering your ass this entire time. You took two first-round picks. One stinks. One's okay.
So I don't disagree, but if we go back to the conversations around those drafts, I think everybody agreed they needed to draft a wide receiver the year they drafted Xavier Worthy. Everybody wanted them to draft a wide receiver in the first round. They were pivoting towards resources more on the offensive side of that time. This is why the left tackle problem for multiple years was a problem, because they had to continue to invest resources in tackle. Now, it looks like, assuming Josh Simmons can be available, it looks like they finally nailed that position. But for multiple years, they were spending resources on the tackle spot. Kingsley, now they've salvaged it to a certain extent. He's going to be a guard for multiple years, it looks like, for this football team, because he's had a nice year. But they had to go back-to-back years spending a fairly high pick on a tackle because it hasn't hit. And so that was a resource that, if you knew you fixed tackle 2 years ago, then maybe they would have used it in a different way. So you're right that they haven't invested as much on the defensive line through the draft, but I would just remind everybody, go back to those given years, and we all agreed, like even this year's draft, that they had to draft a left tackle. Nobody was clamoring that they had to draft a defensive lineman in the first round back in April. We all agreed they had to go get a tackle.
They're not
in
a dramatically different spot this year, though. It's like, their needs list is kind of long.
Sure.
You can make an argument that they still need to draft a right tackle this year.
Number one on the list, though, is defensive line. I don't know how anybody can make a case that that's not number one. There's other needs, but I can't make an argument for it.
But you know how this works. It's like you're picking at pick 14, and all the defensive ends who deserve to go in that range aren't in that range, and some of the other positions of need that you need, including, not hopefully, running back, which would be insane and drive me...
This is where you stockpile picks if you can. I know it's easier said than done, but... Depending on how the board goes, and we'll see. We have so much time here, guys. The combine still has to take place, all this kind of stuff. But if you are picking 14th, are you at a point where do you trade back to get more picks? If you trade McDuffie, do you have an additional first round pick? What does that do? Is there a chance you end up, if you play it out in a strong way, could you have three or four picks in the top 90, Cody, next year? I mean, there's a chance you could if you play this right, with if you're willing to move on from somebody and also trade back and all that. There's a ton of options that they have, but there's no question. It's a vastly important offseason. It's the second most important offseason of Brett Veach's tenure.
Well, people asking about trading Chris Jones, and I'll let you say some, Drews. I don't think they can afford to lose a defensive lineman like that still playing at this level. Like, just straight up, I fear what their defensive line would look like.
I'm with you, but this level that we saw on Sunday, that's happened two or three times this entire season. That's it.
But that's more. That's the three times is more than every other player on the entire defensive line combined.
I know, but
and so like,
and the money's the money at this point. But I'm just saying, like,
yeah, I get it.
I
do think it is interesting just when you look at the draft. It seems like the best group is just D line as a whole. There's a lot of if you just look at the top prospects, if you will, D end and D tackle are. There's a lot of really good ones. So I wonder if not that they would do this, but how desperate do you think the need is? Like, do they think Omar Norman Lott, fully healthy, is going to continue to develop? Ashton Jelati, we haven't seen that, but given the way that they play rookies, are we not going to see the big chance for Jelati until next season anyways? Or do you double dip on defensive line first and second round because the need is that desperate? I think you can make an argument for that too.
The playing rookies part, and this is one thing that's a big difference, is historically, you're right, they don't play rookies a ton. That is different for highly drafted rookies.
The time like they first up, rounder, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that when they traded up like for Trent McDuffie, when they drafted George Karlaftis, and FAU is a little bit different of a case because they knew he was a project, they put those guys on the field immediately. I'll tell you right now, if they take a defensive lineman 13th overall in the 2026 NFL draft, his ass is starting.
Of course.
Like, he's on the outside in a mini-Hughes spot tomorrow if they take a pick like that. So getting on the field, I guess I'm not overly worried about.
Yeah, and look, you're right about this past year's draft class. It's still an incomplete, and we'll see.
Oh, totally.
Is it Omar Norman Lott, Ashton Jelati? They could turn. We could be. I would love.
Third round
we
picks.
Could be sitting here next December. Like, I'm not guaranteeing it by any means, but we could be sitting here next December saying, "Wow, those two are pretty impactful guys in year two," and it could change your entire view of the trajectory of how long, if there is a reset or anything like that, has to exist. But we know you're not going to hit on every pick. Nobody expects that. No GM in football hits on every pick. But this is an offseason in which the percentage has to be fairly high. It feels like, other than the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl, this feels like the second most important offseason in Brett Veach's tenure.
Ironically, it's on the defensive side of the ball. Ironically, it's on the other side of the ball now instead of the offensive side.
We can get into that more tomorrow. I'm very interested in this Brett Veach tenure and what he has to do with it. It feels very can't miss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale.
And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.